When internationally acclaimed Norwegian violinist Ole Bull came to Madison in January 1868, 100 torch-bearing countrymen escorted him up West Washington Avenue to his hotel. Tickets for his Madison concert were going for $10 apiece, five times what most men could hope to earn in a day. Bull was used to that kind of hoopla. What he wasn't used to was a woman like Mrs. Amelia Chapman Thorpe. Mrs. Thorpe was a virtuoso of Gilded Age living. She was the wife of a wealthy lumberman from Eau Claire and had persuaded her husband to buy a palatial house in Madison after he was elected to a 2-year term in the state Senate. She traveled around town in a glittering carriage drawn by white horses driven by a coachman. Her plans for her daughter Sarah were equally grand, and when opportunity knocked, she was quick to respond. At a reception attended by the cream of Madison society, UW-Madison professor Rasmus Anderson introduced Bull to the 18-year-old Sarah. Like most women, Sarah was drawn to the charming and handsome 58-year-old widower. She was a capable pianist and an engaging conversationalist, and the attraction was mutual. Despite her husband's heated objections, Mrs. Thorpe encouraged the relationship between Bull and Sarah. And in March 1870, when Bull returned to Madison, she arranged for him to stay with the family and saw to it that he and Sarah spent time alone, while she monitored their progress from a discreet distance. When Bull invited mother and daughter to accompany him on a trip to Norway that summer, Mrs. Thorpe dismissed her husband's objections and accepted. And when summer came, mother and daughter set out for New York, where they rendezvoused with Bull for the voyage to his 640-acre island estate near Bergen. After two idyllic weeks of sailing and horseback riding and playing duets, Bull popped the question. And in June, he and Sarah were married in secret. Before long, Sarah's father must have realized that resistance was futile, because in September, when the couple returned to Madison to tie the knot in public, 1,000 wedding announcements went out to prominent people all over the United States and Europe. And again, Mrs. Thorpe spared no expense. She hired a Chicago orchestra and a caterer who served delicacies on a $30,000 set of silver dishes. After the dazzling success of part one of her plan, Mrs. Thorpe moved on to part two, which did not work out quite so well. Eager to show off her new son-in-law, she arranged extravagant dinner parties at which he was to be the center of attention. But he was equally determined to avoid the attention and slipped away to Professor Anderson's house on State Street to feast on anchovies and talk Norse mythology, waiting till after midnight to return, by which time the last of the guests had departed. He developed a strong and enduring dislike for his meddling mother-in-law, but the marriage held for 10 years. And in 1880, when the famous violinist died at his estate in Norway, Sarah was at his side. She settled in Cambridge, Massachusetts, with her mother and devoted the rest of her life to philanthropy and the study of Hindu philosophy.